This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
We are passing this world on to our kids. From the day when they climb from their cribs, I'll try to teach them well, show them that they're loved, but in the end all we can do is hope our best was good enough. 'Cause they'll witness how this life can be so beautiful and cruel. We can't shelter them forever, but if we show them all the tools, they might leave this world in a little better shape than me and you. We are only passing through, passing through, passing through. We are only passing through, passing through, passing through. We are only passing through. We are watching this world from our living rooms. More than 40 years since we walked on the moon. Well, this big blue ball is shrinking. I don't know if that's good, but for better or for worse, now this whole world is our neighborhood. And there's no place left to run to stay outside the fray. We better learn to get along, not just get our way. Not only for each other, but our children's children too. We are only passing through, passing through, passing through. We are only passing through, passing through, passing through. We are only passing through. And I wonder sometimes, what will I pass on? How much can one voice do with just a song? Sometimes injustice and indifference are all that we see. But I refuse to let my hope become the latest casualty. So I'll sing of love and truth and try to practice what I preach. If I can't change the world, I'll change the world within my reach. What better place to start than here and now with me and you? We are only passing through, passing through, passing through. We are only passing through, passing through, passing through. We are only passing through.
Katie Curtis here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Thank you so much for that song, Katie.
Sure.
Now, was that on the Long Night Moon album?
It was on Long Night Moon, and then I re-recorded it bluegrass style for Hello Stranger. And Mark Arelli and I wrote that together. He brought it to me. He frankly had you know, a bigger hand in writing it than I did. I kind of helped to bring it to the place where the tone that it has now, but he, you know, he had a lot of the ideas. He's just such a phenomenal writer, and I was so grateful that he brought me into the writing of that song. And today I played it as a tribute to your sister, Susan.
Thank you, Kitty.
Yeah.
Has Mark Arelli ever recorded that song?
Yes, I think he has. Pretty sure he, yes. I think it might be on Hope and Other Casualties, okay. But I think that it's on that one.
Have you ever written a song that you'd never recorded yourself but somebody else has done?
I've co-written songs with people that they've recorded. And, you know, I've had some songs on hold in Nashville with Trisha Yearwood and Mary Chapin Carpenter, and then they ended up not making the record. So, so close.
They're just there.
Yeah.
In limbo. And you're going to be going back to Nashville on the 28th.
Yeah,
What's that going to be about?
I'm playing the Bluebird Cafe, which any fans of the TV show Nashville.
Sure.
And I'm joining up with Maya Sharp, who's this really cool writer, wrote a lot of tunes for Bonnie Raitt. And she and I got together and wrote a song recently that that I've been playing out, and that it's going to be on my new record, which I'm just going to start recording in April.
Okay. Oh, let's talk about that. What's that all about, Katie?
Well, the new recording?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been almost 3 years since I recorded my last record, and I've been through a lot of stuff. You know, I was in a 17-year marriage, and we split up. So it's taken me a while to sort of, you know, have the wherewithal to to go back in the studio. And I've also wanted to take the time to really write enough. You know, there were a lot of songs I wrote early on that I'm not going to use. I had to go through kind of a cycle of writing to get to where I was, you know, feeling like I could share songs. You know, when you go through a lot of personal hard stuff, some of the songs that you write at the beginning are like, oh, God, this is great. I love this. And then after, you're like, oh, my God, that's so hard to listen to. So I'm in a place now where I'm going to get together with Julie Wolf, who plays the keyboards, and you know, a couple other great musicians, and do a recording in Boston. I'm going to produce it myself.
All right.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. So what's your timeline?
The record should be out in January, but because I know it seems like a long time, but like it'll probably be done in August, and then you want to set it up. But I'm putting out a live record in the next few weeks that is from a show in January. It's just called Katie Curtis Live. But I'm not going to put it out for sale. I'm going to use it as part of my Kickstarter campaign for my new record. So
okay.
It all kind of, you know, this new way of doing things. You need the perks, and this is the live record. It's going to be something I offer to people who can help me, you know, support me to make the studio record.
We're in the studio with project manager Katie Curtis here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. How about another song?
Sure. I'm going to play you the song that I wrote with Maya Sharp. Dinner is over. I cleared and cleaned better than I ever done before. Dead man walking, I won't be redeemed. And there's a thousand miles across the floor, but I can't run anymore. I've been denying, justifying, trying to keep myself apart. I surrender, I can't defend her. My betraying heart. And now I'm saying what no one wants to hear, and doing what no one wants to do. And to my best friend, through all the years, the one I tell everything to, I wish it wasn't true. I've been denying, justifying, trying to keep myself apart. I surrender, I can't defend her. My betraying heart. I couldn't keep her quiet, I couldn't tune out the sound. She wakes me up when she sings, and she sings. It was a
buying, trying to keep myself apart. And I surrender, I can't defend her, my betraying heart, my betraying heart.
A tune co-written with Maya Sharp from Katie Curtis here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, My Betraying Heart. That'll be on the new album?
Yeah, and it's on the live one, too. Okay. So if people want it right away, once I announce the whole Kickstarter thing, they can get that.
And how do you announce that stuff?
Well, you know,
Facebook
guess,
and that
I
kind
guess,
of stuff?
You know, if the best thing is if people sign up on my mailing list, which you can go to my website and do, but then I do a lot of Facebook announcements.
Okay. So the last time I talked with you, which is a number of years ago, you've been just busy as a parent. You also... You are ordained as a, what do you want to call it?
A wedding officiant.
A wedding officiant.
Yes.
You've been doing a lot of weddings?
Yes, I do. Well, what happens is I get involved. If somebody who is getting married and thinks, oh, I'd love to have Katie play at the wedding, I don't really usually just do that. But if they say, you know, we're looking for somebody to marry us, I'm like, oh, I'll do that. So what I do is I put together a whole thing where I help to write the ceremony with them, help them find the language and the music and the, you know, rituals that they want to do, kind of, you know, using kind of creative new, you know, just something a little different than a traditional wedding. And then I also play music at it. And I really enjoy doing that. So that's been something that I do, you know, like a handful each year. And really enjoy being, you know, weddings are very exciting for people. And so it's a really neat experience to be right in there and helping couples on their very important day.
You've also been busy with your project to separate church and state.
Yes.
What's that called? The association?
Americans United for Separation of Church and State. And they're an organization that's been around since the 40s and, you know, the 1900s, as my kids would say. And, yeah, I produce concerts. We had Mary Chapin Carpenter in Portsmouth do a concert for us. We've had Sarah Silverman, Ani DeFranco. We're doing one with Judy Collins in D.C. I love producing concerts, as it turns out, because I know what it's like to be the artist, and it's fun to be on the other side of it, just trying to take care of the details and get people in the seats, especially for a good cause, which I really believe in church-state separation. So I really enjoy that work, too.
So you're a producer, you're a project manager, and that's really what you have to be when you're a musician these days, especially when you're an independent artist, right?
Right.
There's a lot of things that you have to think about. And then in addition to that, you're a mom. So how's that being a mom and producing and directing and creating?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure my kids would sometimes say I can be a little cranky, you know, with to the balance. But on the other hand, when I'm in the flow of being a parent, it's like this great other space in my head and in my life to be in with the kids where it's not about, you know, productivity, you know, it's about being present. And, you know, I think we all have to find a time every day where we're not about just getting work done, right? So it's, for me, I do, every morning I get up and I play music for at least a half hour, and usually it turns into more, and then I get work done, and then at the end of the day I see the kids after school, and to me the balance works, but I can't say it's always graceful.
Yeah. I don't think it is for anyone, really. Being a parent in itself is hard, and then having jobs on top of that can also be a bit of a challenge, and especially when you've got several of them. So you've got a lot of projects in the air. So when do you have time to just create? When does your muse show up?
Yeah, well, I find, you know, I show up, it shows up. And so, you know, I've been in this practice of doing it first thing in the morning, you know, as soon as I drop the kids off at school, I sit by the keyboard and the guitar. And, you know, I think because I have so little time in a way, I used to have a lot more time back in, you know, when I was with a major label and I didn't have kids and I had a manager, a booking agent, an accountant. I had everybody, right? And I'd have all
day.
You
had a handler.
I had a handler, right? My people. And I honestly, I don't think I was more productive or creative. There's something about about like how sweet that time is that I get when I know I've got a long list of things to do, but I'm going to sit there. I always give myself that time in, at the very first thing in the morning. And you know, I find that that's, if I didn't set that that time aside, I would never do it. Somehow, if I don't do it right first thing, it just never, I don't sit back at the instrument and play otherwise.
It really takes discipline. I know when I was in graduate school, I would sit down to work on a project, and then I would think, I wonder what's in the refrigerator.
Right.
And so maybe I should vacuum. You know, that would be like, oh, do I need to work out? You know, so that's where my brain goes. So it really does take discipline in saying this is the time I've carved and I can't let any other shining objects come and get in the way.
I mean, the thing with music is that you know, like if I were writing with pen and paper, it might feel a little more daunting. But, you know, with music, it's so physical, right? It's physical and it's such a release. So to even just to sit and play a song that I've already finished, feels good, right? And then like, okay, I'm going to try this song that's half finished. And so that kind of gets exciting because I can play the part that it's finished and then I kind of just leap into like trying to make up the rest of it. And because I'm you know, physically engaged and emotionally engaged, and it's, you know, it actually is, it's a practice that I find leaves me you know, it's almost like going for a walk or something. It leaves me in a better place emotionally and physically, weirdly.
Do you record everything?
No, only if I really like something. Mm-hmm. I might, you know, record
it. But you don't use pen and paper. So when you're in the creative process, you just hope it, you just do it and then hope it shows back up?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of songwriters probably feel this way. It's like, you know, if it's good, then you can remember it a few more times as you go through. And then when you're done, like you press record on your phone and just capture what you've done for the last 15 minutes.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're visiting with Katie Curtis. We'll take a short break and then come back and hear another song.
NHPR listeners are special. They are people who are fairly knowledgeable about the world. So says David Wolpert of Altus Investment Group, NHPR underwriter.
And so they make it a terrific pairing for those businesses that want to reach a fairly astute and wide-thinking clientele.
You can pair your business when you become an NHPR underwriter. Find out more on the support page at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Spotlight Cafe at the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord, a club-style atmosphere where music and theater are the main course. Upcoming artists at ccanh.com. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're visiting with Katie Curtis. How about another song, Katie?
Sure. This is a song I wrote when I was teaching songwriting at the Swannanoa Gathering down in North Carolina, and I gave the students an exercise involving like lists of words and locations and occupations and all kinds of things. And then underneath that, you're supposed to write sort of what you were ruminating about. And I was ruminating, this was back in my, God, I think I was about 30, and I was thinking, how am I going to play music and still find my soulmate? So this is called Memphis.
My mother cleans Elvis' house, yeah, she and everybody else who moved to Memphis for the king. She used to work at the Motel 6, now she gets free guitar picks, and that's how I learned to play and sing. I've been playing the hotel scene, living out my mother's dreams, and strumming underneath the disco lights. All kinds of people come in. We got this psychic from Beijing, and she read my cards right there that night. Then I dreamed that my soulmate was a motel clerk from Jersey who had not met me. So how can I live in this hotel in Memphis when I just want to kiss somebody tonight? mother doesn't seem to mind that Elvis isn't still alive. She just toils in memory. She's no hippie, she's no flake. She just thinks that it's her fate. And who am I to disagree? Everybody's got a heart to follow. Everybody's got to make that call. And as I look around this hotel scene, I'm doing pretty good with my band. The people come and shake my hand. But true love is what I need. So I dream that my soulmate is a motel clerk from Jersey who has not met me. So why am I in this hotel in Memphis when I just want to kiss somebody tonight? And I'm gonna take a Greyhound all the way to Jersey. I hope you meet me, 'cause I don't care if I ever get famous. I just want to kiss somebody.
That's Memphis from Katie Curtis here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. What a fun tune that is.
Thank you.
I know somebody from one of the songwriting camps requested that at your show the other night over in Peterborough at the Peterborough Players Theater. And speaking of camps, do you get an opportunity to get out there and engage in those kind of group kind of workshop-y singing things? You talked about Swan and Noah.
Right. I started my own retreats. They're called Katie at the Cove, and they're off the coast of Maine, just off of Bath, Maine on Georgetown Island. I do two a year, one's in July and one's in October. So if anybody is an aspiring songwriter or established, whatever, wherever you're at, I'd be interested in having you apply to the songwriter's retreat. You can go to my website, katiecurtis.com.
Find out more. And what level are you looking for? All levels, pretty much?
All levels. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a pretty small, it's like 15 people, but what we do is we're just really looking for people who are open to, you know, collaboration and feedback and, you know, the experience of writing in this gorgeous setting. So, yeah, it's something I love doing. I love seeing people, that light go on for people when they think of the right line. You know, they think of the right way to express something they've wanted to write about for a long time, and it works for them. And there's a lot of like, oh, we loved it. You know, there's a lot of positive energy, and it's two of my favorite weeks of the year.
What happened for you, Katie? How'd the light go on for you?
I kind of think because I grew up in Maine in the 70s and 80s. I graduated way back in 1983 from Thornton Academy in Saco, Maine. And I didn't know I was gay, but I felt really different from people. And I think for me, part of wanting to play guitar and write songs was to have an outlet for that. It's a sort of an emotional intensity that I had that I didn't know how to express. And, music really saved me, I think, back then. And then, you know, it turns out, as we were talking about before, music is, continues to be a lifeline, you know, when life throws you, you know, curveballs or something happens to someone you're close to. It's amazing to have music as a way to make sense of it and to express it and to connect with others about the experience.
So songwriting for you has just been this process that was, part of actually helping you to get connected.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to believe you've got so much experience. You just don't. You seem so young. I looked at your glamour shot included in your your Flying Dream album. You know, it's just like you're just so young, but you're so wise and so experienced.
Thank you. That's nice. And I'm
really grateful that you were able to take some time and stop in and play some music for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got another one you can play?
Sure. Here's another new one. It has a little New England reference to it.
truck spilled a whole load of cranberries across the Sagamore Bridge. No one died, thank the good fairies. Now I got some in my fridge. Commuters waited in traffic, got out of their cars to see. They let the ambulance through, cheered the cleanup crew, and put it out on their Twitter feed. We could all die tomorrow. I'm not gonna live in fear. Don't ever stop giving living a shot while we're here. My friend Jimmy makes a living playing the mandolin. Whoever thought of doing that, you gotta hand it to him. From Tokyo to Dublin, through America by car, he plays the same to a sold-out theater show as to one drunk at the bar. We could all die tomorrow. I'm not gonna live in fear. Don't ever stop giving living a shot while we're here. There's a lot of things I'd like to do if I have the time. I'd really like to sing with Emmy Lou and think like Gertrude Stein. But as I get older, I make fewer plans. Every day I just want to say, baby, hold my hand. We could all die tomorrow. I'm not gonna live in fear. Don't ever stop giving living a shot while we're here. Come on out in the open. Come on and make a sound. Don't ever stop giving living a shot on this side of the ground. We could all die tomorrow. I'm not gonna live in fear. Don't ever stop giving living a shot while we're here.
One of the newer songs from Katie Curtis, While We're Here. Mm-hmm. Is that the name of that one?
Yeah.
That's just great, Katie.
Thanks.
Lots of projects underway. Katie's very, very busy. If you want to find out about her live album, you know, you might want to check out her website. It's katiecurtis.com. She also has a blog that's updated now and again. If you'd like her to perform your ceremony, not for your ceremony, but perform your ceremony for your wedding, Katie can help you out with that, as well as helping you to design the ceremony. And the new album, the newest album, is called Flying Dream. It's a couple years old, but it's new to a lot of us. And then she's going to be working on another brand new album. Do you have a name for it yet?
It might be While We're Here, but I don't know. Okay. And by the way, I don't think I've put anything on my website about it yet. But but I've been putting things on Facebook, and I've been sending updates to my mailing list. So if you sign the mailing list, then you can hear all the latest news.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah,
you know, so people can go to that.
Yeah, I have a. Yeah, it's just.
And people can go check it out.
My name, yeah.
See what the newest stuff is.
Katie Curtis, yeah.
We want to make sure everybody knows that she has a show coming up with Lucy Kaplansky at the Stone Mountain Art Center in Brownfield, Maine on Saturday the 9th. And we'll be posting that on our calendar at nhpr.org. If you're in the Nashville area on the 28th, Katie's going to be in Nashville and doing lots of shows with Maya Sharp. Yeah, lots of shows going on out of state and then returning back to Maine, at least in June. But
yes,
there may be more things filling
right.
up your calendar.
Biddeford, Maine on June 10th. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of benefits. You really do a lot of work for other people, Katie. It's time to do some work for you, okay?
Okay,
did you hear me say that?
I got it.
It's time to start paying attention to taking care of yourself. So your Kickstarter campaign with the live album and then putting together and finishing up that new release, soon to be released, maybe by the end of the year or something.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
That's great.
Kate, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in. One last song?
Sure. How about, this goes back to 96, my first Truth from Lies. This is called Troubled Mind. I've been getting down about all the runaround.
about all the pushing and the standing in line. But like my friends say, you gotta do it anyway. And it just gets harder when you ask why. And I'm tired from all the wait. I'm tired of being strong. Won't you come and stay and let me lay down in your arms, down in your arms. I've been getting up early, I've been getting my coffee, I've been getting in the car and driving all over town, talking to myself while I'm taking off my seatbelt. Some people don't know how to slow down, and I'm tired from all the tired of being strong. Won't you come and stay and let me lay down in your arms, down in your arms. I've got a troubled, troubled mind, and you've got a heart so kind, so kind. So pack an overnight bag, don't worry about what you have, 'cause if you need something, you can just use mine. And you don't have to promise more than you want to, but if you wanna see me, this would be a good time. 'Cause I'm tired from all the wait. I'm tired of being strong. Won't you come and stay and let me lay down in your arms, down in your arms.
Thanks so much, Katie Curtis.
You're so welcome.
Hey, will you make a promise?
Yeah.
That after the new album is done, you'll come by and see us maybe sometime next year?
Oh, my God. It'd be my pleasure. Thank you.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, terminally ill patients in New Hampshire could soon have the right to go around the FDA and gain access to experimental drugs. Supporters of Right to Try legislation say it offers a last chance, but opponents say it offers only false hope.
The whole Right to Try movement is premised on the fact that these are life-saving miracle drugs that are going to bring people back from the brink. Anybody who has even just a cursory knowledge of the drug development process knows that that just can't be true.
We'll hear more about the debate over Right to Try tomorrow on NHPR's Morning Edition.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Music Hall's Historic Theater presenting the film Mad Max Fury Road, filmmaker George Miller's post-apocalyptic action-adventure through April 7th. Tickets at themusichall.org. This is NHPR.